Vayter and Shasra and above Mitzvah Daf Mem, picking up on the top of the page about a Mishnah. Now, we mentioned a few days ago that there is a normal amount of wear and tear that if you leave over produce by somebody, that it's going to spoil, it's going to get a little rotten, it's going to be stuff that's lost. The question is, when I am the person you leave it by, how much do I have to return to you? Do I give you back 100% of what you gave me, or do I have to give back to you even a little bit less because of the fact that some of it went down and it got ruined, and therefore I'm giving you my own stuff at that stage, and if I don't have to do that? Zok Dehilga Mishnah, top of the page. Hamafkid Pay. If someone goes and deposits fruits, produce by the friend, he takes off the amount of chesronos, things that go down. Rashi says, when he returns to them, you deduct. How much it makes sense that it depletes, it goes down in value. But Gemara Mukilam, the Gemara is going to explain. We're talking about when he mixes up with his own peiros. Lechita la'orez, now we're going to find different measurements depending on which they are. According to chitin, when you deal with wheat or orez, or Rashi explains as mil, which is like millet, or it could be others explain as rice. That's a famous machlokas. Saw that back in Brachos, machlokas Rashi tells us there. We're going to call it just rice for my purposes. Maybe we'll switch back to millet. Lechita la'orez, tisha katchatzoi kabin lekor, 9.5 kav are taken off from a core, which comes out to 2.5%. L'sa'orin l'dochen, if you're dealing with barley and dochen, this is another type of food. Rashi says it's domet le'ores. Tisha kav and l'kor, it's 9 kav from a core, which comes out to 5%. L'kusmin l'zera pishtan, when you're dealing with spelt and flaxseed. Shalus saw and l'kor, 3 saw are taken off per core, which comes out to 10%, that's how much you have to return. Now, hakol lefiyah midah v'hakol lefiyah zman, in every situation, we go according to the minyan and the zman. It says Rashi, v'chein l'chol kor v'chor, hakol lefiyah zman, she'enicham biyado l'chol shana v'shana yeniach lokach. You take off that ratio, that proportion, every year that is that the person is watching over it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he says, v'chi ma'ichpus l'nachbar, and what, the mice care? Like, besides, we spoke about the idea that it rots or gets whatever, but there's also mice that come and eat from it. Do the mice go and say, this type of food, that type of food, how much am I going to take? V'alo ochlos, they go and eat. Bein mehar, bein mekimo, whether it's a lot or it's a little. Ela eino yotzei lo chesonis, ela l'kor echa bavad. What does the mice take off? One core. Even if more than a core is given to him. Le'mashal, let's say he was given wheat, and he takes off 9 half kav, regardless of how much was actually given to him. And that's this number two. Number three, Behuda Omer, Im Ha'is Amida Meruba, if the stuff that he gave to him. Sorry about that noise there, a little construction here. Im Ha'is Amida Meruba, if there's a lot that he was given to him, Eino Motzi Lo Chesronos, then he doesn't go and take off anything from Ibnei Shem Mosiros. That is, let's say he gave it to him during the dry season, he gave him some stuff there, and then what happens during the rainy season, it actually becomes bigger, it swells up, it absorbs more of the moisture there, and therefore it comes out to the same amount that was eaten by the actual mice, and therefore you don't have to take off anything there. Not you don't have to, you're not allowed to, you have to give back the amount that he actually gave you. Now, we start off by saying that this ores stuff, the millet slash rice stuff, whatever that is, ores tuvachaser, so we start by saying it goes down about 2.5%. And that's how much you have to go and return is 2.5% less than what's given to you. So that's a Gemara, but Oris Tuvachasa, what do you mean? It goes down a lot more than just 2.5%. Amar Rabbechana, Rabbi Yochanan, but Oris Kolov Shanu. We're talking about the one that's peeled, and therefore it doesn't go down as much. L'kusmin u'lezer ha'pishtan, and we said about kusmin zer ha'pishtan, which is spelt in flaxseed, gimel sa'in l'kor, 3 saw to the core, which is 10%. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Rabchia, zer ha'pishtan begiv olin shanu. It's talking about flaxseed in its husk. Tanya Rabbi Yochi also went into the Braisa. L'kusmin zer ha'pishtan begiv olin. It's talking about in its husk. L'oris shanu kalif, and oris that is not kalif, is not peeled, shlosha sa'in kor, 3 saw are taken off per core. Goes down more in such a case. The Mishnah says that for different things, everything goes according to the midah, the proportion of how much is there and how much time it's there for. Tana, we learned in a braisa. Kain l'chol kor v'kor v'chein l'chol shana v'shana. That goes proportionally for every core that's given and for every year that it stays with him. It's like the part of the Mishnah, but the Tanakhama, the name of Yochanan ben Nuri. Yochanan ben Nuri says, what do the mice care how much it is? No, rather it depends what's going on over there. Rather, they eat X amount. Back in the Mishnah, that's how much you take off. Even if he was given more than a core. Rashi says, that's what he's arguing on. Everything goes according to the midah. Tanya's like the Braisa. We have a Braisa. Tanakama said it goes proportionally. He says, no, it doesn't. Tanya went to the Bais HaMelech Rabbi Yochanan. It says Rabbi Yochanan, talking about Yochanan Ben Uri. Harbe ovdos mehen, harbe mispazros mehen. Much of the stuff that's given is ruined and much of it gets scattered out. So therefore, this is going to affect how much of the stuff was actually given originally. Tana, we learned in a braisa. Bamed, we're talking about that the guy who the shomer goes and returns, he returns less. She'ervan imperisav. This is talking about when he mixed the stuff that's given to him with his own stuff. And now you don't know which of the stuff belongs to him and which of the stuff belongs to the person who left it with him. Aval yichid lo karin zavis. But if you give him a particular corner of where he kept the stuff over there, then it's important to know that a shomer is not allowed to go and mix his stuff in it lechatchila. I'm talking about a case where it already happened. Aval yichid lo karin zavis. If he made a little corner for him, omen lo we say to him, or ishachal lefanecha. This is yours, it's in front of you. Whatever's there, take. Whatever's not, you don't take. Now, but if he goes and he mixes with his own stuff, how's it help? Why did you just see how much of his own stuff is there and how much of the other guy's is there? Rashi says, just cheshbon out how much is over there, right? And work it out. No, but mistopic mehen. We're talking about a case where the shomer, he takes from the stuff as it's there, and therefore, he's not able to figure out exactly how much is over there. Let's just see how much did they actually take and then work out the cheshbon. The lawyer of the kamistabik. He doesn't know how much was taken. So in such a case, we're stuck. We have to go out and we have to take off and deduct the normal amount that would be deducted. Rabbi Yehuda was the third part of the Mishnah. Now he comes and he says, what Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Himaisa, if it was Mida Meruba, Enomotzilo Chesonos, Mepnei Shem Mosiros, because it gets all puffed up. Now, kama mida meruba. What's called the mida meruba? Amar Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, asara karin, 10 kor. Tana mechibrais also says kama mida meruba. How much is that? Asara karin, 10 kor. Tana kama mida Rav Nachman. Bamed devar memurim. When is it that we go and we make a deduction from this stuff? When does that happen? Shemadad lo mitoch garno. It's talking about a case where the owner measured out the stuff, the produce for the shomer from his garin, from his granary. Rashi says that midas hagoren hoisi yisera al shalbatim. Those midas are bigger than of the house, of a normal house one. So when it's used like that, shamadu lo mitoch garno vehechsel lo mitoch grono. Avamadu lo mitoch garno, but if you measured from his granary, those measures they use there, vehechsel lo mitoch beso, and the shomer returns it to him from his house, the measures they use in the house, which are smaller than the ones that are used, then eni yotze lo chesronos, he doesn't take off anything for the amount that goes down. He has to give him the full amount. Because when the smaller ones are used, the stuff goes up. The measurement goes up. And that offsets all the stuff that's lost. So if Nachman says, V'chibish shuftini askinan diyave b'kalya rabba v'shakli b'kalya zuta. What are we dealing here with? Shaitim, says Rashi. We're dealing with fools over here who go and give things to a shomer with big measures and they take it back with small measures? What are you talking about? No. Dilma bimos hagoren kamart. Maybe you mean in the season of the granary. Rashi says, samach li yovshan shinis yavshu b'chama. When it's close to becoming yovish, dry, they become dry in the sun. It's the season of the granary when stuff is being towards the end of the summer and the stuff's dried up. And therefore, we say, when is it true that we go and we deduct? It's talking about where he measures it out to him in the season of the granary. He gives it back to him during the season of the granary. Then it goes down, you know, stuff is lost. If a mudal of a garin, if he measures out to him during the days of the garin, which when it's more dry, he goes back to him during the days of the gesham, and Rashi says, because of the moisture gets absorbed into it, becomes bigger, it doesn't give chisaron, because it goes up in volume it ends up becoming thicker. Amar le Rav Papa le Abaye im Kain. If that's really true, that it goes more when it comes during the rainy season, then lifka kada. The pitcher that's put in would explode, right? Because you filled it up during the dry season, then you seal it off. Rashi says, kishem emalin kad chiten, a pitcher of chiten, otsa'orin, b'yomos ha'gorin, of wheat or barley during those days, if it guffin is a kad and they close it off, yifka b'yomos ha'gshamin, it will explode, machmas
tfichas hatzfuah because of the fact that it grows so much. And so something's not right over here. I says, Gemara, no, hava uvde upakakada. You're right, in the Chanami, that's what happened. It did do that. You by saying another answer is that it didn't explode, mishum itza, because of all the pressure, when they pack it in, they're really tight. Therefore, they don't absorb everything in there, and they don't explode. Rashi says, dochek, mitoch shem b'makom tsar, nidchakin yachad ve'ein tpuchin, they attach to each other, and they don't end up exploding.
Zog the next Heilige Mishnah, let's say we're talking about something which is not food, but liquid. Yotzi lo shtus liyayin. You take off 1/6. Yotzi lo shtus liyayin. When you take off wine, it's 1/6. That stuff gets stuck into the bar. Rosh says, im hifkin, it's liyayin. Ve'irvulim yeno hakankanim bolim shtus. They go and they swallow up 1/6. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chomesh. Nope. They swallow up 1/5. Now, yotzi lo shlosha lugin shaman lemeya. When it comes to shaman, you take off 3 lug per 100, 3 lug of oil from 100, lug umechza shmarim, lug umechza bela. There's a lug and a half of it is the sediment, the dreg, and a lug and a half of it gets sucked up into the container. Ema yeshemen mezukak, if it's very clean and pure oil, any yotzei lo shmarim, it doesn't take off for shmarim. Ema yukan kani mishanim, if they're old barrels, and any yotzei lo bela, because the stuff doesn't get absorbed into it, because the stuff is already totally absorbed. Rabbi Huda says, afa mocher shem mezukach lefer kol yimos shan, even someone who's selling this type of oil during the year, that is, he's selling throughout the whole year. He's giving him a year's worth, and he's giving it to him as needed. Hareza mekabel alav logo mechza shmarim lemeya. The one who's buying accepts upon himself that 1.5 lug of the sediment for every 100 lug that he buys over here. So he's going to, that's 1.5% that's coming off of it. Says the Gemara, even though we saw the Tanakhama, Behuda, seemingly they're arguing in the beginning part of the Mishnah that it says when it comes to wine, they take off a shtos, and Behuda says you take off a chomesh, v'lo pligi. They're not actually arguing. Mar kiasre, he's just going according to their own particular town. Basa, the mar in the town of the Tanakhama, chafu bekira, v'lo mayetz tfei. They would coat the barrels with wax. And by doing such a thing, Rashi says that tachu achavius mibefnim b'shayva keder shosim anu bezefes, like we do with pitch or tar or whatever, or pitch. Chafu b'kira, with wax. V'lo mayitzfei, therefore it doesn't absorb as much. It's 1/6 is lost. 1/5 is more than 1/6, by the way. But Asa demar, chafu b'kufra, they did it with pitch. Rashi says zefes, and umayitzfei, therefore it absorbs more, and therefore it's 1/5. Ibaiseima, another answer is Mishum gargushta. Gargishta. The difference is the type of Rashi says karka sha'osen mimenu hachavius. The type of material that the thing was made out of has different depending on where they were. Hai maitzi tvei. One of them, in Rabbi Huda, it absorbed a lot. V'hoi lomotzi tvei. This one did not. But go ahead. Tanakhama didn't absorb as much. Story time. Ba'asid Rabbi Huda. In the town of Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi says, Milsa Bapei Nafshi is a new thing, Vilav Amas Nisagar. It's not going on our Mishnah. Ramu Arbayim Mitamne Kuze Bedana. Kuz is a type of measurement. Rashi says, Mita Ketana Hisavim Komo, Sha Arbayim Mushmonim Malin Esachavis. So they would pour 48 kuz of wine into the barrels. Azuldana Beshisa Zuze. And when it came time, the barrel would sell for 6 zuz. Rashi says, "B'shisha zuzin ha'isin mikaris biyachad b'mosa batzir during the days of the harvest." Paris Rabbi Yehuda shisa b'zuza. Rabbi Yehuda he himself he had a business over there, and Rashi says, "Nasa Rabbi Yehuda chenveni v'hayomochen sheish kuze b'zuze." He would go ahead and he would buy Paris Rabbi Yehuda shisa b'zuza. He would buy barrels for 6 zuz, and then you would sell them 6 kuz for each one for a zuz. Beep, turn the page. Mem Amid Aleph. Mem Amid Beis, pardon me. Let's try to figure out how much money he made. Dal Tlosim Vishisa Vishisa. Subtract 36 kuz of wine from the 48, because of the 6 zuz. Pashlu Tresar, Pashlu Tresar, he's left over now with 12 kuz of wine. Dal Tmani Vishuse, now of the 12, take off 8 because it's a sixth of the original number of 48 kuz because the six gets sucked up into the actual barrel. Pashalu arba, he's left over with four. He had four kuz of wine that he ended up gaining from. Aivam Shmuel Hamastaker, someone who goes and he sells stuff. Al Yistaker Yoser Al Shtus, shouldn't get more than 1/6. So why'd he stop over there? He was only gaining over here. We Rashi spells that he was only getting 1/12. Why'd he stop there? Ika gulfe ushmaraya. There's the gulfe and the shmarim that is Rashi says mistaker who kankanva shmarim shaloka chakol bevav zus. That is that the keg and the sediment, which has to be included in that, they're part of that original thing. Ihachiv, that's really true. The nafish leitfei mishtus. He's left with more than a six that he's getting over here. Right, because that stuff comes out to be more than that. But the Gemara, iki tircha, but there's also the tircha that he has to put into it. He gets paid for the labor. Udme bar zanyasa. And also hiring the person who deals with this. You hire a guy who's going to go around selling it. That type you have to pay. So therefore, you're able to charge more because of the expenses that go into it. Next, we said about the oil. That is im ha-yosham in mezukak. If it was refined oil, im yotze lo shmarim, then you don't take off for shmarim. And if it was in old jugs, then he doesn't take off for that getting absorbed. It's not possible. It's not going to absorb even a little bit, even if it's old. We're talking about when they line it, Rashi says, they came in the Yishenim Haim, Vinis Balu Blosam Tsula Bali. They're not going to absorb anymore. And we're talking about a case where they line it with pitch. And therefore, they're not gonna. They got the double whammy over there. They're not gonna absorb, and it's totally lined. Abayomer, I feel the tamish shalobim mizupaf, and even if you don't line it with a bitch, kevin the tone, since it's all filled up, and then it doesn't go more. Rashi sulo bala, it's not gonna swallow anymore. Rabbi Yehuda Amar says af amocher b'shem mizuka klaver koy mizushan. Even when he does it the entire year, he goes for that stuff. He brings it to him. Harizem mekabel a love. The one who buys mekabel that logo mechsa shmarim lameya 1.5. To 100, so 1.5% is what's going to go. He's only getting 98.5 of what he actually ordered. The Chachamim argue on that, and according to them, he doesn't have to go ahead and take any reduction here. Now, Omar Abaye, Kishatim Salomar, when you go and you break it down, then what do you see? L'divri b'huda mutter la'arav shmarim, it's mutter to go ahead and to mix the shmarim into the oil. Says Rashi, Hamocher Shemen lechaver ustam beishu mezukak sheshaku v'shaktu shmarav muter and all the stuff fell down muter lelarav lebalbo shmarim hameshukau sheyachsu v'yisarbu v'yatzu emashemem b'sol chamido. You're allowed to go ahead and mix it back in that it goes out with the midah. L'divrei chachamim kutu chachamim also lelarav shmarim. It's also to go do and to mix it back into the pure oil. Rashi explains why. Also, l'arish marim shebecheskas mezukak loko mimenu v'zem mekalkalo. He's buying it on the condition that he's thinking it's a chazaka that it's refined and now it's being mekalkalit. Now, l'divrei Rabbi Yehuda k'amar Rabbi Yehuda amar l'arish marim, you're allowed to mix it in. V'hainu time in the mekabel, and that's why the guy who's paying his mekabel himself is going to do 1.5% less. The amar lei, because the seller could say he bayi l'aruvilach if I want to mix it in milo arvilach. Couldn't I have done it? Hashanami kabbalah. So right now, except upon that, you're going to get 1.5% left, less. Valema lay. Hold on a second. But the buyer could say back, e ervas lay. If you would have mixed it, then have a mizdabin li. I would have been able to sell it mixed up with the oil. Rashi says, kashayisi mocho b'chanut haya nimka shmar mim hashem. I could have sold it together. But hashtamai avid lay. Now that you gave me pure stuff over here, l'chudei lo mizdabinli, I'm not able to go and sell the dreg just by itself, and therefore give me the full amount that I bought, and then the refined state. And for the Gemara, b'balabayas that's getting, we're talking about a balabayas. That means a person who's buying it for his own use. Rashi says, okay, balabayas, who lachol l'mayi chobeso, is going to eat it right now. The nichalei b'tzila, he prefers that it be pure, straight up, than having the dreg there. I'd rather have less that's completely pure than full amount, the actually other stuff that's mixed into it. Valei malei, but hold on a second, let the buyer just say to the seller, midalo arvisli, for the fact that you didn't mix it into me, achud echatli, must be that you're a mochel, and that you give me the full amount. No, he goes according to his reasoning, the less le mechila, that he doesn't hold the mechila. We don't just assume a person is going to be mocha unless he says it straight out. The Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah of Abbas, a mocha lo is a tzemet. If someone sells
a tzemed. Rashi says, all the yoke, shumutal shnei shvarim umitzmiden, that he puts these two over the two oxen. Machalos a tzemed, lo machalos a baka. That doesn't mean that he sold the actual baka, the cattle also, the two ox. And that included machalos habakar, we sold them the bakar, lo machalos hasem, and sold them the yoke. If we don't omer hadamim modin, the money will let us know what's included. Ketzad omer lo, let's say the buyer says mechor li tzimtcha b'masayim zuz, sell me your yoke for 200 zuz. Hadar yadu she'en etzem b'masayim zuz, everybody knows that it doesn't cost 200 zuz for such a thing, and therefore he's also saying that he wants the ox are included also. And v'chamarim, they say ain't a dumb raya. The money is not a raya. Maybe the guy's just giving it to him is also giving him extra amount of money. He's being very generous, but it's not a raya that he's buying these things with it. So clearly, see that Yehuda's shita is we don't assume this person has given up his stuff unless he actually says it straight up. According to Yehuda, the fact that he doesn't stir it back in doesn't show that he's giving it up. L'divrei chachamim, asel arv shmarim, he says, you're not allowed to be ma'ariv it. Hainu time is a little mekabel. And because of that, the buyer doesn't have accepted upon himself a reduced rate of the stuff that he's going to be getting. The amar le, because the buyer could say, ibayis laruve, if you wanted to mix it in, then mi'ava shari lach. Would you have been allowed to do it? No. Hashtanami, so here also you didn't do it. Lo mekabel, now that you didn't mix it, lo mekabilna. I'm not going to accept it for any less than I actually am expecting to pay.
Just the opposite. If Chumistam makes more sense, say the opposite. Difficult Chacham according to Chachamim, mutil arev shmarim. It's going to be mutil to go and mix in the shmarim, the sediment into this oil. V'hainu tamid lo mekabel. And the reason why we say that the buyer doesn't have to accept the lower value of it is because the amalei, because he could say to the seller, midelo eraftli, since you didn't mix it, achuli achesli, you were mochel it to me. You're mochel that amount. If you give me a full amount, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, also large charm, it's also going to be ma'ar to mix it. V'hainu tamid lo mekabel. This is the reason why the buyer has to accept the amount that he gets. To amalei, because the seller could say, "Iba is laruvi." If I wanted to mix it in, lo shari le laruvi lach, lo shari le laruvi lach, it wouldn't be mutter to. So it could be a low mekabelit. And now that you're telling me that you're not going to accept a lower amount, you're not going to take it from me because the fact that now I didn't do it to you. But if I'm not allowed to go and to mix it and to lower the volume over here, right, the amount that I'm giving you, then I'm not gaining any money over here. Then people are going to say about me, Zvon Vizabin, Tagro Ikri, buy and sell and be called a merchant. I'm not getting, there's nothing I'm gaining. That's just Bitamiya. So therefore, that'll make no sense over there. Now, there's a few things. There's the sediment, and then there's also the stuff that kind of floats to floats to the top. Different residue. Tana echad elokeh echad hamakpid hamafkid lif. How do you pronounce this word? Lifkatim. Rashi says, "What's the stuff? This is the psolas hagarinim hatsafim apnei amai ashemen. It's the residue of the seeds that float on top of the shemen." Hope I got that right. Yeah. Okay. So now, the din is the same for both of them. Rashi says, "Lokeach mafkid echad hein leinyan kadam tor achas." The name is the same din when it comes to both. My lifkatim. What does that mean? Elam. If you want to say ki hechidul lokeach lo makabam katam, just like the buyer who was getting a certain amount of oil doesn't have to take that stuff as part of it. Makfkid nami lo mikabab kam. He also doesn't accept it when it gets returned to him. Vale malay, but the Roshoma could say to him, Piktach mayavitalu. What do you want me to do with your stuff that's floating on the top over here? It's from your stuff over here, so of course you take it. Ella, what are we talking about? Kihechi, the mafkid, mikabab katim. Just like the mafkid goes and takes it, lokech nami mikabab katim, he also goes ahead and he takes it as well. Rashi says, im machalo shaman stam, kabab menu shaman im katim, unless he specifically says differently. Umi mikabab katim, does a buyer really take it? We're talking about the buyer, so who the omer? Lo armu shaman achor ella lamochim avad. The loss of this shemi ocher, this gross type of shemen, which is a dirty. Rashi says, "Lo amu hefseid achiras hashemen el lamocher." Only the sellers and lose out. Shari lokech mekabah olav. Log of Mechzer Shalom, he already takes 1.5 log of a loss over here. You can't take more, but lo pekatim, it's talking about without any type of pekatim over here. So what's going on? This is more lokasha. Hadi al Zuzi b'tishrei. The Braisa is talking about the case where the first one is where the buyer paid for in Tishrei after it's harvested, when the oil is in a state of achor and it's less expensive. Koshakum b'minei b'nisan ki mida de Tishrei, and he took oil from the seller in Nisan when it becomes refined according to the prices of Tishrei. Since in Tishrei it usually has the stuff of the Pekatim, then the first one is talking about the fact that the purchaser has to accept it part of the buy. The other one is talking about the case where he gave the money, he paid for Nisan when it's refined and expensive. He took it in Nisan according to the price of Nisan. It says Nisan, it's refined, and then the purchaser and the seller didn't specify differently, and we assume that we're talking about it's pure without any of this stuff that's part of it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.